Hi, this is Elmore Leonard. I'm listening to Film Sociology, and it's a real program. It's great.
It's time to hear what's good, what's bad, and what's ugly at the multiplex and the art house. What's new on video and streaming, and you might also hear about some dead people we like.
We don't have time for dead people we don't like.
Anyway, this is Film Sociology, where you'll find out what's the next cinematic marvel.
It was unbelievable!
And what's just a movie.
Shut up! My God, you have no freaking life!
Okay, here's your host and my dad, Matthew Soci.
Hello there, film lovers. Welcome to Film Sociology, a film podcast here at WFYI.org. If you have a question or a comment, you can email me at msocey, that's M-S-O-C-E-Y, at WFYI.org. I'm also on Facebook, also on Twitter, at Matthew Soci. The show is available on iTunes. I like all of the podcasts here at WFYI, available on Spotify. Well, friends, we got through another week, another short show this week, just you and me, and I was supposed to have a guest, and life just gets in the way, and that happens sometimes. So we'll try again on the following show. The other programming note, yes, no Film Sociology next week because I will be spending the week with my family, and hopefully you'll be spending the week with your family or at least a gaggle of movies. So, yes, keep compiling the list, and I'll read twice as long when we come back after Thanksgiving. But I was able to go to a couple of screenings this week. And it was great to see the Indiana Film Journalists Association gang. We got to see Glass Onion. There's an embargo, so I will review that on the next program. But I did get to see The Banshees of Inisherin. It's a film that's already in my best of list so far. Now, we still got, about a month and a half to go. This is a film with, of course, Colin Farrell and Brendan Gleeson reuniting after working with Martin McDonagh on In Bruges. And what happens when two friends... When you have two lifelong friends, and one of them, played by Brendan Gleeson, just doesn't want to be friends with Colin Farrell anymore. And the dire, extreme circumstances that happens to both of them because of this decision. Of course, Martin McDonagh did In Bruges. He did what was the best, for me, the best film of that year, Three Billboards Outside, And... But man, it is wickedly funny. It is dark and funny. We've had friends like this, I'm sure, from time to time. But a really fine performances from Gleeson and Farrell and Kerry Condon and Barry Keoghan as the kid. Gorgeous footage of the western coast of Ireland, and some fine animal acting. KJ, take a note of this. And they also play a pop point. But I don't think it's a deal breaker. Kind of, it's becomes a huge plot point near the end, but it's not like the dog in John Wick. I'll just leave it at that. But no, if you're into dark comedy, you got to go see The Banshees of Inisherin. Highly, highly recommend it. So I've also been catching up on some videos that have been sent to me. I sometimes just get stuff that I didn't ask for, and that's okay. But I got in the mail Russell Simmons' Def Comedy Jam All-Stars, and it's a two-volume set, I believe it's 5-disc each, from Time Life Home Video, and some of these I remember from my college days, and you get to see a bunch of young faces starting out or had already just sort of been established. So I decided to go back and revisit these, which I've been doing for the last couple weeks, and writing down comedians who made the jump to movies, and for me, what was their best film so far in their career. Like, Martin Lawrence is one of the first hosts. I loved him in Boomerang, and I loved him in Do the Right Thing. I know he didn't carry either one of those, but those films, especially Do the Right Thing, ring more to me than Big Mama's House. D.L. Hughley and Bill Bellamy are both on this, so I think of the film The Brothers. Charlie Burnett, who I always remember from DC Cab. Barnett, besides being a very famous street comic in New York in the late 70s, early 80s, almost had the Eddie Murphy spot on Saturday Night Live. Fascinating story about Charlie, so look him up. Rudy Ray Moore. I did not know Rudy Ray Moore did Def Comedy Jam, and he should have done it. He should have been the first guest. But, come on, Dolomite and Petey Wheatstraw, The Human Tornado, Disco Godfather. If you don't have any Rudy Ray Moore in your film collection, you got to do something about that. Chris Tucker shows up. Yes, Friday, Rush Hour. Bernie Mac, Get on the Bus, Ocean's 11. Chris Rock. He did more, his stand-up work in Top 5. I enjoyed Top 5. Cedric the Entertainer, Barbershop. Say what you will about Be Cool, but I liked him in Be Cool. Intolerable Cruelty. I forgot he was the constable in Series of Unfortunate Events. Dave Chappelle. Yep, Chirac in Star Is Born. Queen Latifah was the host on one of the episodes. So Chicago, Hairspray, Beauty Shop. Anyway, it was just kind of fun to revisit these comics from, gosh, like I said, my college years from the 90s. So, but yeah, if you're into Def Comedy Jam, look for Def Comedy Jam All-Stars on Time Life Home Video. Also going back through some films that were sent, courtesy of Kino Lorber, is The Valachi Papers with Charles Bronson, who plays gangster Joe Valachi, who is the first one to go on record saying that there is organized crime, that there is a mafia. And this turned out into a best-selling novel and then made it into a movie. The one thing it had going against it was it came out earlier in the year after The Godfather. And I think after the monumental boom of Francis Coppola's Godfather, anything involving organized crime probably took a back seat to that film. What this film had pushing it for it was based on real-life events. But it is a lower-budget Italian-shot film shot in New York and I believe in Rome as well, because you have Charles Bronson, you have Jill Ireland, of course, and then a slew of Italian actors like Lino Ventura, Walter Chiari. And it is a, like I said, a darker, grittier film. Dino De Laurentiis was the producer. Anytime you can get Charles Bronson to emote, that's a sign of a pretty decent performance. And he does emote in this one. He has not been bogged down. This is 1972. So he has not been bogged down to capital C, capital B, Charles Bronson. So it's a decent little drama. Just don't watch it after The Godfather. So The Valachi Papers is out on Kino Lorber, as is Assassination. No, not that one, and no, not this one. This is an Italian drama from 1967 starring Henry Silva, who is sentenced. He is a federal agent who is sentenced on death row, but the feds have an idea of killing his character, and then through plastic surgery, he reemerges as his twin brother. The CIA sets this up so he can go in as a double agent after a famous crime lord. Silva's all right in this. He doesn't get to go bonkers. I think we expect Henry Silva to go bonkers in the films where he is starring, especially when he's the bad guy. But this is more of a, like I said, 1967. So it's kind of the post-Bond, cool. There's a lot of discotheques in this film. And a lot of rock music in this film. I think if it was 5 years later, if it was 1972, it was after The Godfather, there would be more blood, there would be more nudity, but they weren't quite ready for that with this film. It's all right. I just wish it could. I would have liked to have seen the 1973 or 74 version of Assassination. So that is out on Kino Lorber as well. And by the way, this also reminds me to check out Eurocrime, the great documentary about the mob and cop films from Italy in the 1970s. This would be in that wheelhouse a little bit. Also on Kino Lorber is The Diamond Wizard, a film that you could watch in 3D. It does come with glasses. Donnie O'Keefe and Philip Friend it's set in London. We have an American agent who's coming over to help out Scotland Yard after a diamond heist and a diamond creation, a diamond ring. but there's a scientist who's able to make false diamonds and be able to sell them out on the market. And then the scientist's daughter in this weird little love triangle, which doesn't derail the film and is a kind of a procedural picture between the American and the Brit and the eventual damsel in distress from 1954. And it moves. It works. Like I said, the acting trio are fun to watch, and the action moves along nicely. So The Diamond Wizard, also known as The Diamond, is out on Kino Lorber. And if you have the ability to watch it in 3D, do so. There's a few gotcha moments, but there's also ones where it's just in scope. The close-ups look closer as opposed to it just the gimmicky, throwing a lamp at somebody during a fight. And finally, from Kino Lorber from 1950. I'd never seen this before. The comedy Fancy Pants, which stars Bob Hope and Lucille Ball. Hope is a struggling actor posing as a British butler in a play that just died. And a friend of his is able to get the actors in a play that had just closed a job posing as aristocrats, and in Hope's case, a butler, for a rich American woman and her daughter, played by Lucille Ball, to impress. And Bruce Cabot shows up as one of the heavies. And Hope and Ball have some nice chemistry together. And this is at that point in Hope's career where he's always playing the coward. He's a wise apple, but a little on the nebbish side. And he does that well in this. We get to some fun physical comedies. There's a couple of ridiculous chases near the end of this film that are kind of fun to watch. I need to revisit more of Hope's films from the 40s. I know about My Beautiful Brunette, or My Favorite Brunette, and of course the road films with Bing Crosby. I need to watch some of those. This is more in that vein, thank goodness, because one of the things that has terrified me, and I have seen, not from start to finish, but I've seen bits and pieces of, but Bob Hope's films in the 1960s, man, they're dinosaurs. And this is, Fancy Pants is not a dinosaur, thank goodness. Like I said, it's more of the 40s era feel and vibe to it. So if you like Bob Hope and you like chases and some physical comedy, and he and Lucille Ball have some chemistry together, they wind up doing some more films after this. But yeah, Fancy Pants is now out on Blu-ray, courtesy of Kino Lorber as well. You're listening to Film Sociology, a film podcast here at WFYI.org. Speaking of podcasts, the guys over at Golden Globus are doing Return of the Street Fighter for you fans of Sonny Chiba. I got to watch that, oh my gosh, earlier in the year because of the Sonny Chiba box set. And I remember seeing this post after Chiba died. One of my favorite Sonny Chiba moments ever, and you can find it on YouTube, is Chiba making an appearance, a surprise cameo appearance at a press conference that Keanu Reeves was on a press junket in Japan promoting John Wick. And watching Reeves... as fanboy as much as Keanu Reeves could, but being very respectful and in awe, and then the two of them sit down to talk about action films and film action movement, and watching the two of them kind of, especially Reeves gushing over Chiba, is lovely, and Sonny Chiba just takes it in stride. So it's one of my favorite Sonny Chiba moments, and I think one of my favorite Keanu Reeves moments is just seeing him drop his guard. And another example of Keanu Reeves just being a good person. So look for that. Anyway, the Golden Globus guys have that going on, so check that out. Over at the Historic Art Craft Theater in Franklin, this weekend, 2 and 7:30 p.m., the 18th and 19th, Batman Returns. Michelle Pfeiffer. I'm sorry, what? Okay. And then November 25th, 26th, and 27th, Friday and Saturday at 2 and 7:30 p.m. and 2 and 5:30 p.m. on Sunday, they're showing Elf, because you can. And then Thursday, December 1st, 7:30 p.m., Die Hard. Why not? And then December 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, 2 and 7:30 p.m. on Friday and Saturday, and 2 and 5:30 p.m. on Sunday, A Christmas Story. Apparently there's a sequel. Good for them. Over at Arts for Lawrence on Saturday, November 26th, Films at the Fort, Muppet Christmas Carol, which for many, many, many people is the definitive Christmas Carol. So you got that going for you. That is opening over at Arts for Lawrence. All right, friends, let's grab a pencil. Let's find out what you've been watching this week. So hopefully you've been able to watch some films that are new, or at least new to you, as well as falling back on old favorites. Oh, also, Drinks with Dee Dee Servino. I was the guest on it this week to discuss Thanksgiving films. And so I mentioned some of the usual suspects, like Pieces of April, Home for the Holidays. Got into a big argument. Somebody thought, actually Google thought, The Big Chill was a Thanksgiving film. No, it isn't. The Last Waltz, if you're fans out there, especially fans of the band. And for some reason, the network television put the Wizard of Oz is sometimes considered a Thanksgiving film because network television put it up. And then earlier this year, when I hosted a screening of The Wiz at Arts for Lawrence, I found out that The Wiz also is a Thanksgiving tradition, because while the network, I can't remember if it was CBS, I think it was CBS that played The Wizard of Oz, I think it was Source and or BET would show The Wiz. So there's that. Anyway, but I think there's also, it doesn't have to be a holiday film, but going to a movie the weekend after Thanksgiving, it's kind of that, let's get the hell out of the house. I'm tired of looking at people. And then you just go to a movie to get out of the house. I always remember being, I just graduated college, and we saw the Star Trek in which Kirk died, the one with Malcolm McDowell. I remember a bunch of college friends of mine, that's what we did. So anyway, I can't wait to see what you got to watch over Thanksgiving weekend. So remember, keep your notebooks close. We start with Lou Harry, who writes Disenchanted and Stargate. Tony writes The City of Lost Children. Jamie writes School for Good and Evil, the 2011 Winnie the Pooh, Preppin' Landing 1, 2, and 3, Falling for Christmas, A Christmas Prince, Toy Story That Time Forgot, A Christmas Prince, The Royal Wedding, A Christmas Prince, The Royal Baby, The Page Master, Nestor, The Long-Eared Christmas Donkey. Oh, that's, yeah. The Princess Switch, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, or as Jamie wrote it, Grandma Got Ton Over by a Reindeer. It's also fitting. Mickey's Twice Upon a Christmas, Santa Claus the Movie, and Mickey's Once Upon a Christmas. So, once and twice. Michael writes, Madea, the opera stream in theater, not the Tyler Perry thing, Black Adam, Frankenstein, Bride of Frankenstein, Son of Frankenstein, Ghost of Frankenstein, House of Frankenstein, Halloween 2, House of Dracula, La Traviata, open stream in theater. Somebody's been the Muncie lately. Ticket to Paradise, The Fountainhead, the newest version of All Quiet on the Western Front, I Am a Fugitive from a Chain Gang, Where the Crawdads Sing, and Don't Worry, Darling. Thank you, sir. Gary writes The Police Connection and Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. Robert Muggy writes Sullivan's Travels, The Blue Dahlia, Causeway, The House on Telegraph Hill, The Fallen Sparrow, Selena Gomez, My Mind and Me, Man Moonage Daydream. Thank you, Robert. Nikki writes, we've been absolutely loving the Cabinet of Curiosities. Awesome short films. Jessica replies, they were awesome, mostly. Brian writes, this is Spinal Tap and The Northman. Jessica chimes in again, Sandman series on Netflix and The Devil's Carnival, crazy, weird horror musical on Tubi. And Ailey Lula. Yeah, I think I'm saying that right. Al writes, I watched some older movies on my plane ride back to Germany. The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent and Everything Everywhere All at Once. Oh my God, Al, you watched those on a plane? I had no expectations going into either, but they were both great. Al, I have to give you credit, sir, that my brain, I would mash those two films up together, and I don't know if you should do that. So way to go, Al. Samantha writes, Call the Midwife and Don't Worry, Darling. Dustin writes, the 1976 A Star is Born. Live from Lincoln Center, the New York City Opera, Little Night Music from 1990. Pavarotti Plus, Live from Lincoln, 1991. Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, Kimmy versus the Reverend, and Wakanda Forever. Megan writes, One Royal Holiday, and then writes in parentheses, Hangs Head and Covers My Face, admitting I watched and loved a Hallmark movie. Megan, I'm trying not to yuck other people's yums. I do that enough in life and on the show. So, it's on. The Christmas movies have been on since July, I guess. So it happens. Don't worry about it. Watch Food Network. That'll cleanse your palate. Nancy writes, See How They Run. Expected more from this one. Pretty lackluster. And Thor Ragnarok and Taika Waititi should direct all Marvel movies. Thank you, Nancy. Amanda goes to the library, A Servant of the People and The Crown, Dahmer, The U.S. and the Holocaust, Lincoln, Divided We Stand, Muhammad Ali, Father Stew, The Automat, I do need to see that one, As They Made Us. Thank you, Amanda. Gretchen writes, My Old School, Eric writes, his first views, the L-shaped room and see how they run, and the rewatch, Kurosawa's Throne of Blood. For you fans of Macbeth, you should watch Throne of Blood. Great film. Terry writes, next of kin. Jed writes, rewatch Stranger on the Third Floor. Still one of my favorite noir films after watching so many over the last year. You have been on a real good noir thread, Jed. Way to go on that. Steven writes, finally had time to watch Tar. Riveting for the first hour, but then it completely fell apart for me. Thank you, Steven. I can't wait to check that film out myself. Craig writes, Blood of the Vampire. Strangely, no vampires in the movie, nor werewolves, nor former running backs. The Day the Earth Caught Fire, Blood from the Mummy's Tomb, Fright, and SAS Rogue Heroes, the series. Thank you, Craig. David writes, Life is Beautiful for Film Lit. I bought but have yet to watch Last Night in Soho. And there we go. And then, of course, Weir, the Al Yankovic movie. Daniel writes, Under the Yum Yum Tree, The Secret Beyond the Door, New York Confidential, Downton Abbey, A New Era, Mrs. Harris Goes to Paris, and Shadow of a Doubt. Somebody's in a Richmond Radio Works play of Shadow of a Doubt, just saying. Nick writes, Till, Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio, Fire of Love, Spirited After Sun, Soft and Quiet, Lost Bullet 2, Jennifer 8, Glass Onion, Bones and All, Strange World, and White Noise. Doug writes, Les Million. Erica writes, Barry Lyndon, considered lesser Kubrick by some, but we really enjoyed it, and it's visually stunning. Now, I'm with you on that, Chief. A lot of candles. Ooh, a lot of candles. Erica also writes, The Last Woman on Earth. Roger Corman directs Robert Towne and some other people in a script by Robert Towne. Yes, that Robert Towne. And the female lead's character name is named Evelyn, which makes me wonder about his affinity for that name. Very good. The Rebel set, the Mystery Science Theater version, and Crash of the Moons, Mystery Science Theater version. And finally, Thomas writes, Enchanted. So there you go. That's what you've been watching, friends. So hopefully during the Thanksgiving week, and no matter how long your Thanksgiving holiday weekend is, that you're able to watch some good movies that are new, or at least new to you, as well as falling back on old favorites. Friends, some words to live by.
Silent breed is people!
Zardoz has spoken.
Go see a good movie this week. There's plenty out there. We are in the midst of grown-up movie season, so go check that out. Once again, no film sociology next week. I'm taking Thanksgiving off. And when we come back the following week, I can't wait to see what you've been watching over Thanksgiving weekend. So have a great holiday. Take care of yourself. Watch some good movies. And we'll do this again next time. Take care, everybody. You're listening to Film Sociology, a film podcast here at WFYI.org. Good afternoon, Fort Myers. Good afternoon, California. Good afternoon, Michigan.
I can't believe you let her watch Manos. Is she scarred for life?
Let's put it this way.
What parent are you?
When I wake her up, I vocalize the theme to wake her up to get her ready to school.
Oh, you're a terrible father.
We'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll do it live!